This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Millions more people around the world have contracted the coronavirus, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The World Health Organization says more than 3.4 million new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed around the world last week. That's an increase of 12% from the previous week. The WHO says the increased transmission is being driven by new variants, the relaxation of COVID-19 protocols, and the large number of people still susceptible to the virus despite rising vaccination rates. The largest increases were in the Western Pacific and European regions, and the countries registering the most cases were Indonesia, Britain, Brazil, India, and the U.S. However, the WHO says the number of deaths continues to decline, about 57,000 worldwide in the last week. I'm Ben Thomas.
The World Health Organization says new infections with the coronavirus are inevitable at the Olympics and Paralympics in Japan. In Tokyo, WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said, over the next 2 weeks and for the Paralympic Games next month, organizers' plans and precautions will be put to the test.
It's my sincerest hope that they succeed, not only for the sake of the Games themselves and the safety of the athletes, trainers, and officials, but as a demonstration of what's possible with the right plans and the right measures.
Health experts in Japan have warned of the Olympics becoming a super spreader event. Tedros says the pandemic is a test and the world is failing. He predicted more than 100,000 deaths worldwide from the virus before the Olympic flame goes out in Tokyo August 8th. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. U.S. life expectancy fell by a year and a half in 2020, the largest one-year decline since World War II, according to public health officials. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The CDC report blames COVID, the third leading cause of death behind heart disease and cancer, accounting for 11% of the more than 3.3 million American deaths last year. That's far more deaths than in any other year in U.S. history. For decades, U.S. life expectancy was on the upswing. The CDC says last year it dropped to 77.3 from 78.8 the year before. Julie Walker, New York.
Nigerian government officials say that 100 captives taken from a northwestern village have been released. Reuters' Zachary Gelman reports.
Nigerian police have secured the release of 100 captives, including women, children, and nursing mothers, who were abducted from their village over a month ago. A police spokesman on Wednesday said they were kidnapped from Manawa village in the country's northwest. Nigeria is battling an increase in armed robberies and kidnappings for ransom. Thinly deployed security forces have struggled to contain the rise of armed gangs, commonly referred to as bandits. A Lagos-based consultancy firm, SBM Intelligence, estimates that kidnappers took over 2,300 people across Nigeria in the first half of this year, demanding ransoms totaling $24 million.
That's Reuters' Zachary Gelman. House Republicans are threatening to boycott a committee investigating the Capitol riot in January. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is rejecting two of the five Republicans Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy named to the panel, Trump allies Jim Banks and Jim Jordan.
It's an egregious abuse of power. Pelosi has broken this institution.
McCarthy says unless she seats all five, Republicans will not take part and instead will do their own probe. Pelosi cited the investigation's integrity in rejecting Banks and Jordan, who both voted to overturn Joe Biden's presidential win hours after the January 6th insurrection. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Engine start and liftoff.
Russia on Wednesday successfully launched a long-delayed lab module for the International Space Station that is intended to provide more room for scientific experiments and space for the crew. A Proton-M booster rocket carrying the module lifted off as scheduled at 14 hours 58 UTC from the Russian Space Launch Facility in Baikonur, Kazakhstan. After a series of maneuvers, the 20-metric-ton module is set to dock at the ISS in automatic mode July 29. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.